All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. All right. Only in 2025 would this even be considered. Only in 2025 would professionals in the Grand Traverse County Prosecutor's Office even think about the possibility of charging this little fucker and wasting everybody's time and energy about whether or not to charge a 12-year-old. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Now, because back then, you know, when I was a kid, if that happened, you just get the shit kicked out of you by your dad, all right? Like, you could even, like, on the scene where they end up tracking the kid down, if dad shows up, like, dad would start punching the kid right in the face. And the cops would be like, yeah, give him one for me. You know, nobody gave a shit. The fact that they're even thinking about charging this kid. So I don't know. I don't know if that's the best thing. If my kid was 12 years old and stole a fucking car and drove it around, I think you have to look at the long-term effects of, holy shit, my God, this is going to result in an outstanding story down the road. I mean, this is something you hold against the kid and wait for the big moment, you know? You wait for years later, maybe like when the kid gets married or something like that, or if something happens down the road, you can just play that card and get the heat off of you for whatever reason. Yeah, but you stole my car or something like that. That's how it is with me, with the various things that I can fall back on with Jim, my son, you know? Like the solar system project, shit like that. Yoda World, I don't even know if you're familiar with this story. If you're not familiar, it's worth telling again. It's an outstanding story, but let me kick the Facebook audience out first. That's what I want to do. Jim said first he was at college at faraway school, well, hour and a half away. And he didn't do too well in the first year. And he said, I want to come home and go to community college. Okay, great. No problem. He goes ahead, he signs up for all the classes, and that's it. You pay for the classes, off you go. And he's living at home here at the time, and his now wife is here and two children. So we got a full house, and you know, this is one of those, we'll navigate it, we'll figure it out. Find your way, you know, occasionally parents will do that. You go find your way. Find your way. We'll support you, whatever you decide. This is great. Working father, going to school. Yes, I'm all about it. Your stick-to-itiveness, your go-get-em attitude, I'm right behind you. Little did I know. Every day, Jim gets his book bag. Hey, I'm taking off to class. See you later, man. All right. Nice job. Look at him. Look at him go. Fucking bookworm right there. Awesome. Time passes. He says to me, hey, Dad, I got something cooking with my professors. Yeah. I am going to go ahead and start to, now this is before COVID. So online classes and shit, working remotely. It wasn't really a regular thing. And he says, I have got the approval from all of my professors that I can not go to class and just do it at home. I go, really? Yeah, look. And he sends me all these emails from like professors. I go, huh, fuck, man, this kid is, he's got it all figured out. Time passes. I remember where I was on the air at GRD. hey, Dad, for my science class, my astronomy class, I'm doing a thorough mock-up of our solar system. I need you to get me some various art supplies to make this mock-up. I go, absolutely. What is it, son? I need baling wire. Go to a Hobby Lobby and get me some of those round balls that are foam. Yeah, those are going to be different planets. So, like, I remember there, I'm there, and I hit FaceTime, and I'm holding the phone up to the balls, and I go, all right, how about that? He goes, oh, yeah, that's Jupiter. Give me Jupiter. That day, that's the sun. Pluto, there it is. Excellent. Okay. What else? And I get all this shit, and I go home, and I give it to him, and he's hard at work. He builds the fucking solar system mock-up. And now I am none the wiser. None the wiser. A little bit of time passes. I go out to the mail. I check the mailbox, and it's from the college, and it's addressed to him. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I can tell it's a check. I go, uh-oh. So right away, I'm putting two and two together, and I open it up, and it's a check for the whole amount of tuition. And I like, oh, my God. The only way you get this is if you immediately withdraw after you sign up. And that's exactly what he did. As soon as he signed up for classes and I like paid for it, he did a full withdrawal. So there's two things going in my head at the time. One, I can't believe I'm this stupid. And then two, if this was made out to him, what was he going to do with this money if he got to this fucking check before I did? So I should have just resealed it and put it back in there to see what he would have done with it, you know? Just to see how far he would have gone with this. But I didn't. I brought it up, and then he revealed the whole ruse. He created all those emails of those professors, all that shit. Linda said, didn't you think it was more like a fifth grade science project than a college level course? Well, I'm not the smartest guy either. But you're right. In hindsight, it's easy to say that. And I just felt like a fucking idiot. All right. I just felt like an idiot. And then he said, well, I just don't want to go to school. And I go, well, that's fine. But why do you, I cannot believe you. He would leave the house and go to like a parking lot and sit there for 4 hours. For like weeks. I'm like, oh my God. It was at that point I decided to stop asking fucking questions about anything. I said, you know what? You do what you do, and that's the end of it. I don't want, just keep me out of it. I couldn't even be mad because I felt like such a dick bag. You know, and that's the thing. A lot of times dads will lose their shit with something like this, and then they'll rage around like fucking Godzilla and then cause like undue damage to the relationship, like overreact. Amazingly, I did not overreact. I kind of just kept it low key and like, I mean, what the fuck could I do? I couldn't do anything. So for a change, I shut my fucking mouth. And so now if he's ever busting my balls, I just, you know, if I ever need heavy artillery, hey, well, maybe if I was building a solar system project. Shut up, Dad. Shut up. And I'm like, okay, buddy. Tophus says, how can you trust him again? Well, look, you got to keep it simple. You got to keep it simple. Don't ask too many questions. And I said that earlier, but I mean it. You got to keep it to a level where if that is an issue, if trust is an issue. Don't give any reason, any possibility for betrayal to even happen at any one point. Amy says, I knew people that did the same thing with their loans. They got government loans, canceled classes, got all the money back, lived off it, and didn't pay back the loans. Yeah, I kind of did that too, but I actually paid back the loans. But I did finish the classes. Yeah, that was fucked up. There was also a time when he was like working someplace. This is like, he's probably like 18. And Dad, can I talk to you for a minute? Sure. What's up? I want to quit my job. Oh, what's happened? Are you being treated poorly? No. Did they not give you a raise? No, they gave me a raise. Well, why do you want to quit? I'm going to change career paths. And at the time, I'm like, well, you're a fucking pizzaologist right now. It's, you know, you're working at a pizza joint. I go, oh, what's next? I have decided to buy a new gaming platform, and I'm going to become a professional video game player. And I go, how the fuck are you going to do that? I'm thinking to myself. I didn't say it. I was looking at him. I go, oh. And then he says, there is a platform that I'm going to play on and post all my games. I go, oh, really? What is it? He goes, it's called Twitch. And in my brain, I'm like, only an asshole would hitch their wagon to, like, Twitch. Whatever that is, what type of piece of shit would talk to a cloud on something known as Twitch to like fucking 40 people? Only a stupid asshole would be on Twitch. Did I say that? No. I said, okay. Sounds good. All right. Anyway, if he finds out that I'm dogging him right now, he's probably going to kick my ass. I'm pretty sure he can take me. Yodel World says, no, this is great. I've got so many goddamn stories. And look, if you ever have the opportunity, file all this shit away. If you have kids, if you ever have an opportunity, file all this shit away or write notes if you have to, because it may come back another time. Your audience might just be people sitting around a campfire. It might be in something like this. Who knows? But you got to take mental notes or actual physical notes of when this shit happens to you if you're like a young parent. Because it's coming. Every family has outrageous shit that happens to it. Some of it might just be silly. Some of it might be, I mean, a little fucked up, like what I just talked to you about with the whole solar system project thing. Some of you might have criminal shit happening. You got to let that settle and make mental notes about how you're going to talk about this. That's how it always worked for me. How the hell did we get here? We got here because we're talking about the little fucker who stole the car. So did the dad. So did the prosecutors. No, don't fucking prosecute the kid. And to the dad, you got to kick his ass. That kid at age 12, he's going to have to get an ass kicking. All right? And probably grounded for months at a time. And you got to follow through on it. All right, that's the only way that this is effective. You actually have to kick his ass like you're in a bar fight. Go down low, punch him in the stomach, overhand cross, hold him up over your head like King Kong and throw him off the fucking roof into a snowdrift. Drop the big leg on him, hook the leg, 1, 2, 3, that's it. Then you grab him by the fucking ear and you put him in his room and you don't feed him for like 3 or 4 months. And then you take all his shit away. He's not allowed to even go to the... He has to shit in his room. All right? And back then, the cops are like, yes, this is good. We're glad that you're doing this. No, you're not in any trouble. Tophus says, barely give him any water. No, no water. Drink your piss. That's it. That's what you're doing. And then slowly over years, you can get him back into, life. And then maybe by the time he's 17 or 18, he's lost his ability to speak at this point. It's become like it's like that fucked up kid in the Road Warrior movie with Mel Gibson. He's communicating like that. You can, let him reacclimate and become part of society. And then he's learned a lesson. That's how all kids should be handled. Q Maureen saying, I don't think this is funny. I don't think talking about abusing a child is a funny joke. I'm not laughing. That's not good. About had it with that. All right. Where else are we going to go here today? The Caleb Williams, who is the quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Very good. Rookie year. Team sucked. Had a horrible coach. He was a piece of shit. He's the guy who, he's the one that when he was with USC, his team lost the game. And after the game, he ran into he did like the Lambo leap into the stands and everybody's like, oh, wow. I wonder what he just lost. I wonder why he's doing the Lambo leap. But, and then you figured out what was going on. His mommy was in the front row. I got to get this clip. Caleb Williams cries to mommy.
Oof, stuck paint pedal.
I don't want that. What I said is so accurate about what happened there with him. Here's that clip.
Williams and jumping up and laying in the arms of family there.
Yeah. Tough night.
He's sobbing. Sure. And that guy,
he knows the reality his dad, of what a third loss means.
Or whoever that is, is saying it's okay. You go ahead and cry to your mommy after the loss.
Caleb Williams.
What type of respectable adult male in front of everyone on the planet is going to turn to his mommy for hugs and so he can cry. The guy in the purple shirt and this guy back here should rip off his helmet and kick his ass. Look at he's covering it, making sure that you can't see his face as he sobs to his mommy.
Sure did. He knows the
how disgusting is this?
Loss means.
That's tough.
As brilliant as his 2 years will be in L.A., it's not going
to... Then these announcers have to act like they're not laughing hysterically.
Built in a Pac-12 championship.
Yeah.
Played. That's Kirk Herbstreit there, the guy who had the dog.
Well, led his team, did all he could. It came up a bit short. It's part of the game.
Bad. Yoda World says, ew, in front of everyone, no less. What is he doing? Get off the field. 100%. Hey, guys, I can either go into the locker room where no one will see me, or I can go cry to my mommy on TV, a grown man. Oh, my God. That is only acceptable. All right. If like your dog dies, like Kirk Herbstreit there. It's acceptable for him to cry when his dog died. And I think he did. That was tough. That's not acceptable for a grown man. It's okay to even cry after a loss, just not to your mommy. Despite that, he got drafted and had a pretty good year. But you can just imagine that there were NFL teams that are like, yeah, we were going to draft him, but he is such a pussy that we cannot draft him. Tophus says, okay, David says that that dude there, Caleb Williams, is a nominee for Asshole of the Day. And then Maureen was a nominee for Asshole of the Day. And then Tophus says it could be Jim. Well, I don't know if you can go back in time to give someone the Asshole of the Day just because we've retold a story. Is that fair? I mean, let's not lose sight here. Maureen, it just happened today, and it's the second time this week where she's like, wait a minute, that's not funny. I don't like jokes that has to do with shit I like, so I will now, bitch, on the chat. Oh my God. No, it's got to be Maureen. Anyway, why am I bringing up this guy crying to his mommy? Because these two kids decided to fuck with him. They got his phone number and they texted him. And they texted him, hey, Caleb, this is Ben Johnson. Now you're like, who the fuck is Ben Johnson? Some of you know, some of you don't. He is like the assistant coach for the Detroit Lions. He's like the offensive coordinator. And he's like the hot prospect. There's two of them for the Lions because they've done so well. So now the guys who are under the head coach, in this case, Ben Johnson, and the other one is Aaron Glenn. They're getting like interviews for head coaching jobs on shitty teams. And the Bears are one of those shitty teams. And this guy, Ben Johnson, is like, you know, he could very well be a head coach. Hell, even right now. But these fuckers got his cell phone number. And in fact, Tyler wrote when he sent this to me, he had a funny joke that was like, I wonder if he called and cried to his mommy after this. It happened over the weekend. I've been meaning to send it, but I keep forgetting.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
They texted him, hey, Caleb, this is Ben Johnson. Just wanted to reach out ahead of time before it gets released to the media. I will be taking the head coaching job. Very excited to work with you in the future. Great things. Williams seemingly believed that it was Ben Johnson. He responded, actually, Ben? Williams replied, yes, the kids responded. I wanted you to be the first to know. We will talk more as the season winds down. That's when Williams got excited. Okay, cool, Williams wrote. Sounds good. I'm deaf excited for the future. Let's get this shit going and turn it around and do what hasn't been done in years. In the meantime, fucking go kill. We'll talk soon. Then Caleb Williams called these kids on FaceTime. And I have that clip. This is that moment when Caleb Williams called these dudes.
Oh, my God.
You got it?
Yeah.
Hey, Caleb, it's me, Ben Johnson.
Come to the Dolphins, bro.
No, shut up, shut up. Hey, you're a great QB, but I'm so glad that you're going to get a new head coach. I don't know if it's Ben Johnson, but I'm sorry about this.
All good.
Hey, the sorry nails are that. Tough.
You're a goat, bro. You're a goat.
No way.
Yeah!
That's fucking sweet. I forgot about the nails. This douchebag paints his nails. Fucking A. Cries to his mommy, paints his nails. The guy says the nails are tough. He seemed to take it okay. God, I love it. That is outstanding by these guys. Wow. Tyler says he walks around with a man purse, too. LOL. I remember when Freebeer used to have a man purse. He used to have a man purse, and he had a newsy hat that he would wear. And if you look at this comment I made to him in today's light, it's definitely a problem. But back then, it wasn't nearly as much of a problem. So I'm taking full responsibility for this crack. And he had the purse and the hat. And we were outside. We were going over to fucking Subway. And when he finally comes outside, I see him and I got this look on my face. And he goes, "What?" And I kept looking at him. He goes, "What?" I go, "What do you mean, what? You look like a fucking F Rhymes with Baggett." And holy shit, I thought he was going to fucking cry. Again, not proud of it now, but back then it was okay to say those things. Full transparency. Holy shit. If you're one of my audience members that is shocked by this, I know I'm probably going to get a lecture from Rainbow Flag Jeremy, but I didn't say it now. I said it then, so I would not fucking dare to say that now. So give me a fucking break. Linda says, "How did you not murder Freebeer?" Oh, we were making too much money to let, like, you know, it come to that. But that dude is such a bitch. Greg is one of the least masculine men that has ever walked the face of the earth. He is quintessentially effeminate, is what he is. Now, some people like that. And it's okay for a man to have some feminine qualities, because there are so many good ones. But he has a mentality of, like, just a silly little girl child at times. Like a young girl. Like, Jesus Christ, if you're going to have feminine qualities, can at least be of a mature woman who makes sound decisions? God damn. Starman says, "I hear he has an affinity for water sports." I'm not entirely sure what that means. Does that mean that somebody goes pee-pee on him? I don't think that. All right. Starman says he can't swim. Oh, I see what you mean. I remember I had a conversation with Greg because I was legitimately concerned at the time. This is before I hated his guts. I said to him, I go, "Dude, so I have a friend who is a swim instructor, and I actually made the arrangement for this. Her name is Katie." I said, "And because you've said you want to learn how to swim, but something's holding you back." And I found out he was embarrassed. That's what was holding him back. That's how childlike Greg is. "I'm scared and embarrassed. I don't want to do things because I might feel weird. I'm a huge pussy." So that's what kept this child from learning how to swim. What do you want my feelings hurt? So I went ahead and I said, look, can you do this in private with Greg? Yes, I can. I go, dude, so all you got to do, it's going to take you about 2 weeks, maybe two times, maybe three times a week for 2 weeks, and you'll be swimming. It's very important that you learn how to swim.
What are you thinking? Maybe I'll take you up on that. Thanks for the info.
Does he do it? No. Because he's a child, all right? He's a little boy. He's a little girl is what he is. God damn it. He actually, there was a story that he talked about on the air, how the nose got him singing lessons. All right? Because he likes to sing. All right, fine. She wanted him to live his dream out. Which, that sounds weird. I got you singing lessons. So he talks about it on the air and says,
yeah, my wife got me singing lessons.
And everyone's like, oh, wow. Well, you know what? That could be fun. Now, if I'm him, that's an opportunity for a fun element on the show. It's a story arc. Okay? As would have swimming been. If you can start to talk. Think about these. Like, if I didn't know how to swim and I took swimming lessons and learned how to swim, can you imagine all of the hilarious stories I could tell you about my swimming lessons? You know? Tackling my fears and getting past that and just having a good time like that. So I don't know why he doesn't ever lean into that. And he could do the same thing with the singing lessons bit, you know? So then on the air, when I was reviewing for Who Are These Free Beers, he actually said, I don't want to get the singing lessons because I'm scared. Quote. And the only thing you could possibly be scared about would be not being a quality singer. He's scared of embarrassment. It's like, what? 50-something-year-old men aren't supposed to be saying these words. Little kids are. As they walk up to the house for the first time trick-or-treating, they're scared to go to the door. That's what you're saying there. That's like what little kids say. I'm scared. I'm scared of things. Greg, too often, when he admits these things, you get like a nauseated feeling of disgust about how much of a fucking inept soul he is. My God. Jeremy says embarrassing stories make good radio. Absolutely. Jeremy, by the way, I was bragging about you yesterday. I still cannot get over the fact that you've lost 60 fucking pounds by literally deciding to eat appropriately and getting exercise in. No one fucking does that anymore, Jeremy. Do you realize what you're doing? Most people just take a pill. And you did it in 16 weeks. I think you've only had one, maybe 2 weeks where you gained a little bit of weight. I cannot get over how you have just dominated this so far. And you could still fuck it up, frankly. So don't let this make your head too big here. But I told Pooper about this. I go, yeah, the fucker has lost 60 pounds in 16 weeks. And if he keeps it up by summertime, he might be like 220. He might be knocked. He's going to be more than 100 pounds lost in that amount of time. That's less than a year. Because I believe this was September when you started. Yeah, it was in September when you started that. So if by June you're a solid 100 under in 9 months, that's like write a book material. You know what you should do? You should have done like where your brain is on this shit. And then just title it whatever it is and just put the word journey on it. It could be anything. As long as it has the word journey, it'll sell 8 million copies the first day. Because we all know that whatever you accomplish in life, if you throw the word journey on it, everybody's going to go, oh my God, it's his journey. It's his journey. Oh my God. You absolutely. Jeremy says, that's not a bad idea. So you could do the first 16 weeks, you could write like where your brain has been. And then you get up to real time. And then each day you're going to enter in the day's events that are key. And then not all of this is going to make the book. All right. But when you give it to your editor, the more the merrier. They'll figure out what's good. Okay. So I'll help you promote it free of charge. Not that that's going to help any. But I love it. All you have to do is say, this is what this guy did. Lost 100 pounds. Still losing. Did it by hard work, exercise. You can do that. Because honestly, you could have gone 8 million routes and still had the same result. But you did it one particular route. Whatever it is you're doing, and I don't even know. It's fucking working. All right? But you could inspire someone to do the same thing. Not the exact same thing you're doing, but establish the brain activity that, hey, I'm actually deciding to do this. I'm actually going to do this. You're fucking 4 months in. You cannot stop now. Chris writes, easy. Weren't you supposed to write a book for the kidney thing? Yeah, I was. However, the kiss of death for anything worth doing is what? Talking about it here. If I want something to happen, don't talk about it here. Yoda World, thank you. He says, I'm tapping out, work stuff, have a good show. I'm still looking for you on Patreon, by the way. You're not even subscribed, dick. What the fuck? All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors that make the world go round on this show. TC Paintball. Book a paintball event today. TCPaintballGR.com. Might be your bachelor party. Could be workplace team building. Could be your buddies, your neighborhood kids, and the dads. Oh, my God. Reach out to TC Paintball. Check out their website, TCPaintballGR.com. Get your cannabis products at the Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. Please mention me when you go. 21 and up shop. It's also a med shop. You can get your med card through their website. It's very simple. In fact, when you get the med card through their website, you're going to get like a $100 credit into the store. I suggest getting the med card and just using the credit. You're getting $100 worth of cannabis, fuckface. 18 to 21 needs a med card. You know what? Don't quote me on the gift card thing. It was like that. I'm going to have to look into that. Fuck me. Anyway, if you're in Greenville or close to Greenville or far away from Greenville, make them your shop. Get your 10 ounces and go home and smoke. 10 ounces is a lot of pot. That can last you a long time. So go to the Green Medicine Shop. It's off the beaten path in Greenville, Michigan, but they're my sponsor, so I want you to support them. Just like Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance, he can help you with your Obamacare policy. He can help you with any life insurance policy, Medicare, or Social Security. excuse me, go to buyinsurancehere.com and reach out to Frank that way. That's a form. You give your name, your address, your phone number, all that shit. And he will reach out to you and then book a time to chat with Frank. That's at buyinsurancehere.com. I got a roofing company. Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com, to get a new roof, or maybe one repaired, maybe a metal roof, maybe some new gutters, maybe siding. How are you going to pay for this? They've got financing. I financed this roof on this house for 10 years. It's a big roof, cost north of 25 G's, and I financed it. I pay $330 a month. Because that's what everybody asks. Do they have financing? I can't pay. That's roof's a big ticket item. Can't do it. So you're probably only going to have to do this once. You know, you're putting a 30-year roof on the fucking thing. You're good to go. WernerRoofing.com. I think I'm going to do some math. 25,000 divided by 30 years. So a new roof is $833 a year for 30 years. I mean, that's like how much it would cost you year by year. That's not a big deal, considering it lasts so goddamn long. Find them online at WernerRoofing.com, W-E-R-N-E-R, roofing.com. The barbershop that makes my hair look as fantastic as it does right now is King's Room Barbershop. Head over to kingsroom.net. If you want to see the entire schedule and locations of where they are, haircut's going to cost you $19. It's for any guy who wants her haircut or a chick who likes short hair. Online at kingsroom.net. Thank you so much, King's Room Barbershop. Last but not least on the show today, the old adage is buy now, refinance later. I just saw an article at woodtv.com that says buy your house now because home prices are going to jump again. I don't know what the fuck drives that. If it's, you know, supply, demand, whatever the fuck. I'm sure that has something to do with it. But that is what I'm hearing now, that home prices are going to jump yet again. So if you can get it now, get it. The only thing that you have going for you that will help you along in the mortgage department is that those rates eventually will fall down and then you refinance for a lower rate, perhaps even a shorter term from 30 years to 15. Call Mario today from anywhere in the U.S., 231-332-6505, 231-332-6505. All right. Finally, the energy level yesterday was through the roof. And I think it had a lot to do with how I ate. And I'm feeling that strong right now. I'm not the least bit tired. I don't know what's going on, but I think it has something to do with more protein, less sugar. Okay, who is your asshole of the day today? I think it has to be the new unhammered nail on the show. Maureen, who just has forgotten that everything I say is meant to make you react and get a laugh. Maureen getting a bit of a tutorial about how the show works is the asshole of the day. If you take offense to any of the jokes, you are the asshole of the day. You are an asshole of the day nominee. So congratulations to you on that. It is well deserved. And excellent, excellent work. All right, folks, the Patreon happens in a little bit. Amy says no nap. I don't think so. I do not think so. I've got yoga today. I've got a 90-minute yoga routine. It starts with the warm-up and then the moving asanas and then the balance postures and then the yoga stretch and then yoga belly 7. Oh, it's making me so strong. I love it so much. All right. So hopefully some good choices today on the diet will continue, and I'll continue to get better. That's all I can hope for. One day at a time. Jeremy is the inspiration. You are creating a monster out of everybody. You are inspiring so many people, you formerly disgusting bastard. Well, you're still a little disgusting. You better start shopping your plastic surgeons right now to get that skin removed. Okay, thank you, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.